Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Darren Williams with us today as we talk MBA in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
He's the executive director of communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Darren Williams says his earlier work in politics helped form the idea of something called the MBA program for the beef cattle industry. Funded by the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, MBA stands for Masters of Beef Advocacy.
I got my start in my career, I think we've talked about before, working on Senator Bob Dole's 1988 presidential campaign. We kind of stole an idea, frankly, from politics and campaigning of building a grassroots network, you know, state by state, county by county, where we would have advocates on the ground, well-equipped to discuss any of these issues that we've just been talking about with their neighbors or the media or whoever it may be asking the questions. And so we created the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program through the Beef Checkoff. It's a series of online courses that you go through and then take that information out and engage consumers through social media, your Facebook page, Twitter, blogging. And we've got now more than 8,000 people signed up nationwide, 49 states. I'm still looking for that elusive Alaskan cattle producer to add to the group. But Oklahoma actually is leading the nation in Masters of Beef Advocacy graduates. That really thanks in part to a partnership between the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Oklahoma FFA organization. And we've got FFA classes now getting certified with their Master of Beef Advocacy before they even get out of high school. So we've got kids coming up for many years in the future. They're going to be able they're going to be very adept at communicating the story of American agriculture.
Working initially with chapters here in Oklahoma, the Beef Checkoff has been successful in developing materials that can go into the classroom in ag education.
The prototype for this program, this partnership with FFA, started here, and then we've taken that nationwide, and we're getting other state FFA organizations involved, and we've been to the National FFA Convention with speakers talking about the program. So there's huge potential there to get all of those young agriculturalists. And, you know, of course, FFA is not just agriculture anymore either, right? So you get some crossover there into urban society. So to get them equipped to be able to engage in this conversation and really change the conversation, because Ron, the conversation we've gotten into has been so contentious. It's kind of us versus them, farmers versus consumers. We've got to change that entire tenor of the conversation to how are we going to all work together to meet the challenge to feed a growing world population with high quality, the food that people can afford. And that's what it's all about. And really the future of American agriculture is at stake.
Talking MBA with Darren Williams. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.